Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton Live lesson, we're going after mid-bass texture layering for those old-school drum and bass vibes. Think early rolling, jungle-era attitude, but still punchy in a modern mix. Here's the big idea, that classic bass presence usually isn't one perfect synth patch. It's a stack that behaves like one instrument. You've got a stable sub-foundation, a mid-layer that gives you the note and movement, and then a gritty, band-limited texture layer that makes the bass readable on small speakers and helps it lock into breaks. So today you'll build a three-layer bass group, route it into a bass bus, glue it together, sidechain it like a DNB producer, and then resample it so it gets that printed, cohesive, record-ish character. Before we touch synths, set the context, put your project around 165 to 174 BPM, and set your drums first. Seriously, in drum and bass, the bass is designed around the groove. If you're using a break, get it looping. If you're on clean two-step, get your kick and snare pattern working and make sure the pocket feels right. In arrangement view, roughly mark out sections, 16 bars intro, then a 32 or 64 bar drop, 16 bar break, and drop 2. You don't need a masterpiece arrangement right now, but you do want the mindset of phrases, because a lot of the old school feeling is subtle evolution every 8 or 16 bars. Now create 3 MIDI tracks and name them SUB, MID, and TEX. Group them and rename the group Bass Bus. This is going to keep you organized and it'll matter when we start gluing and resampling. One more coach concept before we build anything. Pick anchor frequency lanes and commit. Old school rollers feel huge because they're focused, not because they're filling the entire spectrum. Decide. Your sub anchor is probably around 45 to 60 HC depending on key. Your mid anchor is either weighty around 180 to 250 or growly around 350 to 500. And your texture anchor lives in a narrow presence lane around 1K to 2.2K. When you're tempted to add more, ask which lane is this serving. That one decision keeps your bass from turning into a blurry full range blob. Alright, step 1. The sub. Clean and unshakable. On the SUB track, load operator. Set it to algorithm A only and choose a sine wave. If you want a tiny bit more harmonic information, you can try triangle, but start with sine for discipline. Set the amp envelope so it doesn't click. Attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. If your bass notes are short and you want that tight, choppy roller feel, you can have sustain off and control note length with MIDI. If you want held notes, keep sustain up and just make sure the release isn't smearing into the next hit. After operator, put EQ8. Don't high pass your sub unless you absolutely must. Instead, low pass it. Set a 24 dB low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. This is you drawing a boundary. The sub does sub things, nothing else. Then add utility. Set width to 0%, full mono. Set the gain so it's strong but not slamming the group. Musical tip. A lot of old school rollers sit around F, F sharp, or G, depending on the tune. Keep the subline simple. Root notes, maybe the fifth or octave as a moment, but don't write a jazz solo down there. Heavy DNB sub feels heavier when it's consistent. Step 2. The mid-body. This is the speaker's layer. On the MID track, load wave-eatable. Set oscillator 1 to a saw. Oscillator 2 can be saw or square, lightly detuned. For unison, keep it subtle. 2 to 4 voices, unison amount may be 10 to 25%. Detune around 5 to 15. If it starts sounding like trance, you went too far. Now put the filter on LP24. Start the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz zone. Don't overthink the exact number. You're going to modulate it. Add a bit of filter drive, like 2 to 6 dB for density. Bring in an LFO inside wave-eatable and map it to filter cutoff. For old-school roll, try synced rate at 1/8 or 1/4. The key is small motion. You're not making a modern talking wobble. You're just animating the mid so it breathes with the drums. If you want a live without obvious wobble, try a tiny touch of random or sample and hold, but keep it extremely subtle. Then add saturator. Analog clip or soft sign both work. Drive around 2 to 8 dB depending on how harmonically rich you want it, and turn on soft clip. This is where a lot of record-like mid-density comes from. Then EQ8. High pass the MID at around 110 to 150 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB. The sub owns the low end. Protect that. If the mid is boxing with your snare, consider a small dip around 250 to 400. And if it's too bright for the vibe, low pass somewhere around 3 to 6K. Old school isn't usually sparkly up top. It's more like chewy and present. Add utility at the end. Keep it mostly mono. Width 0 to 40% max for this layer. We'll create perceived width more safely with texture later. Old school flavor move, add tiny pitch instability. Not chorus. Not obvious vibrato. Think hardware drift. If you can do it with a subtle pitch envelope or a very gentle modulation, do it. You want the feeling of alive, not the sound of effect. Step 3. The texture layer. This is where the magic lives. Texture is like a hi-hat that follows the bass line. It's rhythmic air and grit that locks with breaks, not a constant buzz. On the TEX track, load analog, turn the noise oscillator on, and set the noise color somewhere around 40 to 70%. Keep the tonal oscillator low level. We're not trying to add another full synth here. Use the filter to focus it, and don't be afraid of band pass thinking. Now add auto filter set to band pass. Set frequency somewhere between 600 Hz and 2.5 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.4. And here's the move. Give it motion. You can use the filter's own LFO, or automate the frequency slowly across phrases. This is how you get that breathing texture that feels like it's interacting with the break. Next, erosion. This is a secret weapon for jungle grit, but it's easy to overdo. Set it to noise or sine mode. Frequency around 2 to 8 kHz. Amount around 0.5 to 3.0. And yes, tiny increments. Your seasoning. Not pouring hot sauce on everything. Then redux. Aim for older, not destroyed. Pitch reduction around 8 to 12 bits. Downsample around 1.5 to 4. And keep dry slash wet around 10 to 35%. If you go too far, it turns into fizzy sand and it'll fight cymbals and make your mix feel cheap. After redux, add another saturator, light drive, soft clip on. This glues the bitty edges into something more coherent. Then EQ8. High pass around 200 to 300 Hz, steep. Low pass around 5 to 8 kHz to avoid that modern brittle top. If you want extra attitude without fizz, you can swap and pedal on this layer, low drive, tone rolled back slightly, then low pass after. That combo can feel very ampy and old. Important reminder, texture should sound quieter than you think when soloed. In the full mix, it becomes readability. If you can clearly hear the texture as a separate instrument, it's probably too loud. Now step 4, make the layers act like one instrument. Bus processing. Go to your bass bus group track. First, EQ8 for sanity. This isn't where you fix everything. It's where you do tiny corrections. If the stack feels thin, a very small shelf boost around 120 to 250, like half a dB to 1.5 dB, can help. If it's muddy, a small dip around 300 to 600. Keep it subtle. Your layers should already be doing the heavy lifting. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds so you don't flatten the front of the note. Release on auto, or somewhere like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, max. This is glue, not punishment. Then a final saturator for a cohesive print. Analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. You're aiming for that it's one thing feel. Then utility. Keep the low end centered. If your version has bass mono, use it. Otherwise, just make sure your sub track is truly mono and your mid isn't smearing down low. Don't chase huge width in DNB. The wider the bass, the weaker it often feels in a club. Center weight wins. Quick phase and coherence check that actually matters. Put a utility on the bass bus and toggle mono while the kick is playing. If your low end drops dramatically in mono, your problem is usually that the mid is leaking too low, or your unison and stereo stuff is smearing the low mids. Fix it by raising the mid high pass, reducing unison, or forcing the low band to mono. If you want a really clean solution, multiband widen only above the crossover. On mid or tex, make an audio effect rack with three bands. Keep everything below about 180 to 220 Hz fully mono. Slightly widen the mid band up to 2K, and only let the high band get wider if needed. That gives you size without killing translation. Step 5. Sidechain like a DNB producer. On the bass bus, add a regular compressor, not glue, for sidechain duty. Feed it from the kick, or from a ghost kick if your break is messy. Set attack around 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. The goal is not EDM pumping. The goal is space. You want the kick to punch through and the bass to feel like it's breathing around it. Optional move. A tiny bit of ducking from the snare if your snare is huge and your bass notes are long. But keep it subtle. Overducking to the snare can make the groove feel like it's stripping. And here's a mix trick. Carve space for the snare fundamental, not just mud. If your snare has a strong body note around 180 to 220 or maybe 240 to 280, try a small, targeted dip in the mid layer right there. That can make the whole roller breathe without thinning your bass. Step 6. Resample for that printed old-school tone. This is a massive workflow win. It also forces decisions, which is part of why old records feel so cohesive. Create a new audio track called Bass Resample. Set its input to resampling, or set audio from to the bass bus. Record 8 to 16 bars while you audition a few variations. Then listen back. You'll notice it already feels more like one object, less like three layers playing at once. From there, chop into one bar or two bar phrases. You can reverse tiny tails for transitions. And for bass, consider turning warp off if you can. It often sounds tighter and more solid. If you must warp, be careful with Complex Pro on low end. Bonus. A second stage print. Try adding a touch more dirt on the bus and resample again. Two-stage printing can feel older and more glued, like it went through more than one piece of hardware. Extra advanced variation. Resample to sampler for consistent bite. Take a clean single hit or sustained note from the resample. Consolidate it. Drop it into simpler and classic mode, and dial the start point so it punches without clicks. Light filter drive inside simpler can make it feel even more hardware. Now your mid character stays consistent across notes and phrases. Step 7. Arrange it like a jungle or rolling record. Here's a classic 32 bar drop behavior you can steal immediately. Bars 1 through 8, full bass, but keep the rhythm simpler. Bars 9 through 16, introduce automation, like slowly opening the mid filter a bit, or shifting the texture band pass upward. Bars 17 through 24, call and response. This can be rhythm, but it can also be tone. Same MIDI, different texture filter shape, so it feels like two basses trading lines without changing the bass line. Bars 25 through 32, one bar fill. A great one is muting the sub for an eighth note or a quarter note right at the end of a phrase and letting the mid plus texture bark. That creates bounce without changing notes. Try these practical automation moves. Open the MID filter cutoff by about 10 to 25% over 8 bars. Move the TEX band pass slowly, like 900Hz up to 1.6K over a phrase. Nudge the TEX saturator drive up slightly at the end of a phrase, then reset. And one of my favorite pacing tricks, the ghost bar. This audio version is shortened for playback.